The Obama administration was the source of lots of new rules for federal contractors. A case in point is a rule just added to the defense acquisition rules thanks to an executive order. It requires special handling of CUI, controlled but unclassified information. Joining me with the implications, Mark Tanner, president of Arixmar, a company made up of former FBI agents. And Mark, good to have you in studio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You've been following this whole idea of handling sensitive and classified information from an FBI standpoint for many years. Tell us about this new rule. What's the source of it, and what does it ask contractors to do?
Well, in 2010, there was an executive order that tried to consolidate the numbers of names and classifications and handling of unclassified information that was sensitive. There was more than 100 designations, everything from SBU or FOUO. They decided they needed to consolidate that so that there's some consistency in how information was handled, controlled, and enabled better dissemination and sharing of information.
There were something like a dozen different possible classifications, and nobody seemed to really get them all.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so the CUI then is the result of this consolidation.
Right, and so now they got this one consistent term, controlled unclassified information, and there are specific controls that need to be in place when if you're handling government information that is so designated. And it's information security in general terms. So because there's a physical aspect to it, whether it's, you know, paper form, it's got to be secured in a room with locks and controls and access controls. There's a personnel aspect to it. We need to have personnel security in place. And of course, the cyber is obvious because of the information systems where this information is stored.
The rule has been made final, correct?
Right. And it was published in the Federal Register in November last year, 2016.
And it applies to both defense and civilian company, civilian agency contractors, or just defense?
This is the executive agency rule, and it published in the Federal Register. Prior to that, the Defense Department went out in front and made it part of the DFARS. They incorporated it into the DFARS in 2016 with a stipulation that government contractors that do defense work that handle controlled unclassified information need to be compliant with the NIST standard 800-171 that deals with information security by December of 2017.
So they don't have very much time. And also this applies to small businesses too, correct?
Right. And small businesses are the ones that have the largest challenge, because large businesses that handle classified programs, they are already compliant with these controls. But the small to medium-sized businesses that don't have a lot of classified work or just have sensitive work, they need to put these controls in place.
Let's talk about the physical controls for a minute. You said the access equipment has to be in rooms that themselves are difficult to access?
Well, when there's a government regulation, there's a tendency to implement lots of bureaucracies around it. And I'd like to emphasize that let's keep it simple. You know, access controls, preventing unauthorized access to some of this information, and it's not classified, but it is sensitive. So it needs to be in a room that's got it controlled, but with locks and alarms, and only certain people with authorized access to that information have access to the room.
So that could be somewhat of a burden for a small company that may not have the kind of vault type rooms that you would find at a major defense contractor.
Right, right. And then there's access control to systems. Some people have the fundamental basic things, you know, the access controls, your user password and ID. But there's an emphasis, in fact, a requirement to have multi-factor authentication. So something you have and something you know. Some of the breaches that have been more publicized lately, the Target breach, the OPM breach, were because contractors who had access to information were breached. And that was the pathway into getting the information that they wanted.
So it sounds like you would also need to have some system of digital rights management in place, too. So if someone got into the room, got onto the system, they would still have to have permission to get to those particular documents.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the ways that you can secure this is, you know, create subnets for your sensitive CUI information that's only accessible to certain people. You can implement virtual private networks. There's lots of different techniques to do this, and none of them are going to be 100% secure. So it's a risk mitigation, a risk management plan that you have to put in place. And when I was at FBI, I was the deputy CIO, I was the accrediting authority for systems, and those systems were not totally secure, but there was residual risk that we could live with, that we had mitigation strategies, and so we were provided an authority to operate those systems with that.
Got it. All right, we're speaking with Mark Tanner, president of security consulting company Arixmar and former senior executive at the FBI. Now, you mentioned that there is NIST guidance already on this that companies can just go to and find out what they have to do.
Right, exactly. There's the government standard is NIST 800-53 for certification, accreditation, and controls of systems, and there's low, medium, and high controls.
That's the granddaddy of all of the cyber kinds of guidance.
Exactly. And then they developed, NIST published in 2015, 800-171, which is the standard for information in non-federal agencies or non-federal organizations and how they can control information. And there's a whole aspect to it. You've got access control, you've got awareness and training, you've got audit and accountability, configuration management, incident response. There's a whole range of things that it's kind of a playbook for how to be compliant.
And does the Defense Department have some mechanism, or is it required to audit companies to make sure that they have systems in place that comply with 800-171?
Yeah, that's kind of the great unknown at this point. I mean, it'll be in contract vehicles or contract actions that you have to be compliant with this standard. How they will judge that is kind of unknown.
I mean, so right now it's testimony by the contractor, yeah, we got it type of thing.
Yeah, and they'll probably have to have evidence of that they understand it and they do have it, actually have it. It's kind of like security sections of your proposals. You have to articulate how you've implemented security, how you're controlling access to information, and it will be the same thing here. It'll have to be aligned with the 800-171 standards.
And for companies that have to act between now and in the end of the year, I guess, basically, they have to get this into place. What should they be doing now?
They should be doing a self-assessment, or they can contract with an independent third party to come in and kind of do that for them. I mean, people in their day-to-day jobs may not have time to do that assessment, so companies such as ours can do that, of course. But it's more or less almost like an inspection, like a GAO audit. You could do yourself. You have to have access control documentation.
Or just ask your teenager to come in on a Saturday and see if he or she can get into the systems.
That'd be a penetration test.
And we should probably cover what CUI is briefly itself. What would be an example of controlled but unclassified information that a contractor would be likely to have?
Controlled unclassified information, I mean, there's a definition, and there's a CUI basic, and then there's a CUI specified, are the two categories. And they're online. You can go to the CUI registry to see what kinds of information qualify as controlled unclassified information. But it's basically, it says requiring or permitting agencies to control or protect the information by providing no specific controls. CUI is information the government creates or possesses for or on behalf of the government that law, regulation, or government-wide policy requires or permits an agency to handle within safeguarding and dissemination controls.
So basically, any information you have that is government-related, you better just consider it CUI, and then you're okay.
Yeah, I mean, these are good basic hygiene to do for cybersecurity, information security. Even if it wasn't government information, it's your customer's data, these controls apply, and we're just good business.
All right, so this became final way before inauguration and just after sometime around the election. So it's truly final. It can't be negated by the Trump administration at this point.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, I understand, you know, their tendency to reduce regulation and burdens on businesses, but cybersecurity is not going away. And companies, particularly companies that do business with the government, are targets for cybersecurity actors.
Mark Tanner is president of security consulting company Arixmar and former FBI senior executive. Thanks so much for joining me.
Pleasure. Glad to be here.
Find links to the DFARS rule and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.